USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Hospitals across the South struggling to deal with the rise in COVID cases. Alabama has no ICU beds available. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards cites an astronomical surge for straining their health care system. He says almost a third of those cases are of children 17 or under. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News Friday discussing how to keep kids safe with schools reopening.
Among the things to keep children safe are get everyone around those children vaccinated and get those children vaccinated themselves.
Meanwhile, multiple media outlets reporting Friday that full use authorization of the Pfizer vaccine could come as soon as Monday. Getting aid to Haitians proving to be difficult. Witnesses on the ground and government officials both report relief supplies being stolen, including food. A return to the Remain in Mexico policy now on hold. The Supreme Court issuing a temporary stay, blocking a judge's order to reinstate President Trump's immigration policy. The stay will allow the Supreme Court to review new filings in the case. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Americans looking to flee Afghanistan running into difficulties. A security alert issued Saturday from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul advises U.S. citizens to avoid traveling to the airport because of potential security threats. Here at home, President Biden's poll numbers are falling as he defends the decision to pull out U.S. troops.
Just imagine if that attack, if bin Laden had decided with al-Qaeda to launch an attack from Yemen, would we ever gone to Afghanistan? Would there ever be any reason we'd be in Afghanistan? Controlled by the Taliban? What is the national interest of the United States in that circumstance?
Biden speaking Friday from the White House. A Gallup poll released Friday shows Biden's approval rating falls to a new low of 49%. This is the first time he has dipped below 50% since taking office. Hurricane Grace making landfall in Mexico Saturday morning. Grace, a Category 3 storm hitting the East Coast, up to a foot of rain expected in some areas. And New England bracing for what could be its first hurricane in 30 years. Tropical storm Henri could make landfall as a hurricane Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden's eviction moratorium could be a step closer to a Supreme Court showdown. Here's Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court on Friday declined to block the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium, setting up a showdown at the Supreme Court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. District denied an emergency motion by two chapters of the National Association of Realtors to stop the ban. The moratorium, which was implemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is set to expire October 3rd. The realtors are expected to ask the Supreme Court to halt enforcement of the ban. The High Court, in a 5-4 decision on June 29th, allowed an earlier eviction moratorium to continue until its expiration July 31st. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The federal government erases student loans for the legally disabled. Wendy King has more.
The Education Department announced it will automatically discharge student loans for borrowers who have total and permanent disabilities. The action will affect more than 323,000 borrowers who are identified through an existing match with the Social Security Administration and erase about $5.8 billion in student debt beginning in September. Also, the Education Department said it would indefinitely extend a policy to stop asking borrowers with total and permanent disabilities to provide information on their earnings. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.